It's always good to get to know the person behind the doctor, so we're excited to get to know Dr. Tangela Gibson, the director of the TSC-Associated Neuropsychiatric Disorders Clinic at Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. I'm Ivo Terra. Dr. Gibson, welcome.
Thank you, Ivo. I'm grateful to be here today.
So let's start at the beginning. Why did you choose to go into medicine?
I chose to go into medicine because as a little girl, just seeing my pediatrician, I always had a great relationship with my pediatrician. And I was like, well, I really would love to help people. And I decided to specialize because I have two sons with autism. So that was the turning point for the focus of my career.
Is there a certain particular aspect of autism that you are studying specifically?
Yeah, actually, the way I got started was just having my sons and living in Louisiana. It was hard to get evaluations and help for them. I didn't really know what was going on. And I thought to myself, like, wow, there must be specialists out there who can help with this. And I found those specialists and found a way to train with them. And in autism, particularly, I'm studying early vocal development right now.
Okay, got it. Talk to me a little bit about your care and treatment philosophy. I know that dealing with autistic children and adults, things are definitely different. So how does your approach differ from that others possibly?
I think a comprehensive approach. I treat children and adults with all levels of autism. And I see each person as unique. Families with autism will say, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. So some people come in and they may have difficulties with social engagement or communication. Other people may have severe behaviors. But for each family, we try to figure out like what is their unique circumstance, what are the opportunities and challenges they're facing, and how can we come alongside them and help.
And tell me a little bit about the work you do there at the clinic that I'm not going to try to pronounce again.
Yes. So in my clinic, I see children and adults with a genetic condition called tuberous sclerosis complex. And it's one of the leading genetic causes of autism. And so we see them as a part of our overall tuberous sclerosis center of excellence and see them every week. And our goal is to understand not just their condition, but who they are as people and how we can help them.
Excellent. Now, before we got on the air together, you were talking to me a little bit about your research that you have done, and we don't get a chance to talk to doctors about the research that they've done as well quite often. So I'll let you expand on that. What's interesting there?
Yeah. So in the research with tuberous sclerosis, so TSC, this one genetic condition, one thing that I noticed as a physician is I would see patients come in. Again, I see them from birth through adulthood. And some patients are pretty high functioning, like they can talk, they can do things for themselves. They're very capable. They may have families and they may struggle with things like anxiety, ADHD, subtle language things. But then there are other individuals who can have pretty severe autism with the same genetic condition. And it bothered me because somebody comes in with a baby with TSC and they say, well, Dr. Gibson, is my baby going to have autism or is my baby going to live a pretty typical life? And I always had to say, I don't know. And that's just, I don't like that. And so answering a question that I couldn't answer was kind of the impetus for the research. And so what I found is I found a colleague, Dr. Aller, who studies early vocal development. And in his research, he's found that early vocal development can predict who might go on to develop autism. So now that's what we're doing in tuberous sclerosis. In the first 3 years of life, we have a study called Baby Talk, and we can analyze how these babies are making sounds and see if we can use that to predict outcomes so that we can intervene earlier. And when these moms come in and say, which way is my baby going to go? I can say, I don't know, but I have a method that may help us find out.
Right. And I'm assuming that method goes well beyond just at what age does your child begin speaking, yes?
Absolutely. There are so many different levels that I was not aware of until I started this research. Even in the first 6 months of life, babies can make certain vowel consonant sounds, like how they form the syllables, how many times they make long vowel sounds. And then when they get older, how they learn words. So all of the nuances of language, those things that we don't normally check for, is the basis of our research program.
Well, that certainly sounds fascinating. And is that research you're doing at Le Bonheur Children's Hospital?
It is. I'm doing it at Le Bonheur Children's Hospital in collaboration with the University of Memphis. And we're funded by National Institutes of Health. So I'm very grateful for that.
Outstanding. And the research is ongoing?
Yes, the research is ongoing. We're actually recruiting babies for our study now.
Wonderful. Well, let's get back to you for just a moment here. You're at Le Bonheur. It's a great hospital. What do you particularly like about being with the organization?
What I love about being at Laban is the opportunity to engage with people across disciplines, because I see patients who can be impacted, patients with TSC can be impacted in so many different ways. I have an opportunity to interact with our nephrologists and the dermatologists and the ophthalmologists and the neuroradiologists and the epileptologists. We have lots of ologists, but we get to all interact together as a team in the best interest of the patient. And I feel like that's one of the things that we do really well is team collaboration.
That's wonderful. You told us a little bit about your family. You've said you have two kids with autism. Is that the sum total of your family?
No, I have four sons total. The two with autism are number two and number four.
Let me ask you a question that's sometimes a little bit esoteric, but I'll do this one. So you've been practicing medicine for a while now. You've got a house full of children in you, it seems like. What advice might you give to your younger self if you could do that?
If I gave advice to my younger self, I think I would say to my younger self, slow down. Slow down a bit. Enjoy more. Rest more. Because sometimes becoming a physician, the pace of it, the medical school and residency, it all moves so quickly. And I know that that's a fact. However, I would be more intentional about taking those moments to enjoy things that you won't get to revisit again.
Yeah, it doesn't all have to be constant rat race nonstop. You got to take time to enjoy life. And especially when you have four boys and you have no time to enjoy life because you're dealing with four boys. Well, Dr. Gibson, I've certainly enjoyed getting to know you a little bit better. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ivo. It's a pleasure.
And for more information on Dr. Tangela Gibson and her work at the TSC Associated Neuropsychiatric Disorders Clinic at Labanner Children's Hospital, please visit labanner.org. You can also visit labanner.org/podcast to view our full library of podcast episodes. I'm Ivo Terra. Thanks for listening.